Welcome to Revenue Mania 2010. Have you had a look at any of the recent agendas for revenue assurance conferences around the world? Have you seen what some of the vendors' websites or the latest marketing programs and promotions for consulting firms are? If you have, then you may be like me, just a little bit confused. It seems my friends at Telecommunications Revenue Assurance is blasé. It's out of fashion. It's lost its appeal. It's old-fashioned and out of style. Yes, while most conference and software vendors and consultants continue to give a respectful nod to the term revenue assurance, in general, most of them seem to believe that revenue assurance just can't cut it anymore. But don't panic, folks. These vendors and speakers haven't decided to go bankrupt and get out of the business. No. What they're doing is what they've always done. They're redirecting their efforts, rebranding their approaches, and trying to breathe some new life into their old marketing and sales efforts. Now, don't get me wrong. Rebirth and reinventing yourself is an absolutely good thing. It's the lifeblood of our industry above any other, and as such, it's painful but a necessary process. On the other hand, this need to reinvent oneself does not mean that we should just abandon everything we've learned and everything we do and just run helter-skelter into the new random directions. What we are witnessing in the revenue assurance marketplace today is a little process I like to refer to as revenue mania. The process occurs in our industry every 3 or 4 years. Vendors, carriers, professionals, and companies all take a look at themselves and realize that something's not right. The stuff we've been buying, the things that consultants have been selling, are just not working. We need a fresh approach to the problems. In addition to this wake-up call, we also have the fact that in the telecoms industry, 3 years is like several generations. We are not the industry we were 3 years ago, and the old ways of looking at things are not going to cut it anymore. And so, welcome to the world of revenue mania. So what is revenue mania? Well, I always like to begin by looking up words in the dictionary in order to get my thinking clear. So what is mania? The dictionary describes mania as 1, an excessively intense enthusiasm, interest, or desire, a craze. 2, a manifestation of a mental disease, characterized by profuse, rapidly changing ideas. And 3, violent abnormal behavior, also known as insanity. Well, that certainly helps us to put this whole thing into perspective, doesn't it? Yep. I absolutely believe that revenue mania is upon us. Vendors, consultants, and conferences are reinventing revenue assurance, or what we used to call revenue assurance, in literally dozens of new ways. But what flavor of mania are each of these people promoting? Are the changes in direction a healthy enthusiasm for improvement? Do they reflect an attempt to build upon what worked in the past, or do they represent a malignant form of mania? Are they just pure insanity? A mad rush to redefine yourself and in whatever way will help you get ahead with no thought for consequences is not the way to go. Is it possible that there are vendors and consultants out there that are in the process of making an attempt to put shiny new faces on the same old stories? Are they trying to convince people that the same old, tired, illogical approaches will work if we call them by a different name? Are there vendors and speakers whose efforts amount to nothing more than the magician's act of misdirection? An attempt to get out of the revenue assurance business, but disguise it by saying all sorts of things that have nothing to do with revenue assurance are exactly what revenue assurance is all about. Are there, in fact, speakers and thought leaders who are making a concerted effort to help keep up with the incredible rate of change in telecoms and sincerely trying to steer the revenue management profession to its next level of excellence? I think if you look at the many different faces that are put on these problems, you're going to see examples of all. Allow me to share some of my observations on some of the patterns that I see. The first group I call software mania. These are the good old boys of revenue assurance. These guys are no longer simply out of touch. They're actually moving backwards in time. These alleged thought leaders are still arguing about CDR KPIs and debating about how to justify software. Their vision of the role of the revenue assurance professional is to justify poor software decisions made by others. Come on, guys, the game is over. Revenue assurance is not about, has never been about, and will never be about software. Get over it. Software is a tool that can help the RA professional, and that is all. The next group I call the neat freaks. These are also wearers of the old school tie. They still believe in the absolute and total annihilation of leakage and risk, and they see that as the only acceptable role of revenue assurance. These guys have not yet clued in to what Grappa has been realizing for years. that telecoms is an industry that thrives on risk, and that risk containment in a cost-effective, the rationalization principle, team-oriented, the consensus principle, and accurate and reliable, the integrity principle environment, is the way that revenue assurance can actually add serious value to the process. Again, get over it, guys. If you want zero tolerance, get into the banking business. The third group have a little more merit. I call them the money mania people. These are the new school groups trying to say that revenue assurance is not about revenue, it's about anything financial. These groups will tell you that the real role of revenue assurance is to assure accounting systems, balance general ledgers, manage inventories, and do all sorts of financial transactions. Now here we actually have a case where the mania moguls may have be onto something. It's been becoming clear that revenue assurance professionals are being called upon to expand their horizons into more areas related to margins and profits. And I can't argue that the directional drift is probably for real. However, if this growth horizon is going to be managed in a way that enhances careers and adds value to the telco, it must be based on the skills, staff, direction, and efforts of your own revenue assurance staff, not on a group of cowboys who claim that it's easy and anyone can do it. The GRAPA standards actually focus on this area. We call it margin assurance, the assurance of different lines of business, like interconnect and roaming, the assurance of different assets, like switches and BTSs, and the assurance of promotions and marketing, which are all good examples of approaches to this problem established on good fundamentals. The next group, and by far the most ludicrous group, I call the revenue assurance is about customer satisfaction. These pretenders to the true vision of revenue assurance say that revenue assurance is really about making customers happy. Customer relationship management, customer satisfaction, and the role of the customer in the telecoms mix has been a hotbed of controversy for over 100 years. Unfortunately for the revenue assurance thought leaders in this category, who are trying to steer the bus in this direction, CRM mania fever has cycled through telecoms for every 5 years now, like the reappearance of the 7-year locust. And I predict that the CRM invasion will proceed like all invasions of locusts have in the past. It will come, attack, leave a path of devastations in its wake, wasting millions of dollars on CRM software and thousands of consultants' hours and employees' time on mindless discussions about what is a customer and how do I know the customer is really happy. And then they'll go back underground for another half a decade, leaving no discernible improvements in its wake. That's not to say that we don't see any value in parts of the story that these advocates talk about. You can see the GRAPA standards again, or upcoming blogs and training, and see our categories of market assurance, new product assurance, and revenue engineering. These are all clear approaches that touch on some of the areas of customer satisfaction, but they maintain integrity. They maintain a dedication to the GRAPA principles and the GRAPA methodologies. By far the most serious contenders among the people with a clear, legitimate claim to moving forward in the revenue assurance area are the revenue management school. These people have begun to coin the term revenue management to represent approaches to revenue assurance that build upon past successes, but try to enhance the effectiveness to the business by changing some fundamental components. In future blogs, we will continue in our explanation of these different issues, and we will continue to question and analyzing the emerging worlds of revenue mania in all of its different forms. The real key, I believe, for the revenue assurance professional is to begin to take a much more analytical and critical approach to their acceptance of this insane mix of flavors of revenue assurance that are being offered by the market. Indeed, the insanity that is represented by the many different approaches being advocated today are no different than they were 2 years ago. They're just as incredibly consistent and diverse. But the bottom line is that if you are going to be a revenue assurance professional, you can't afford to simply sign up to one of these schools. What you need to do is to analyze each product, each approach, each solution against the backdrop of your own experience, the needs of your organization, and your own career goals, and then make the decision based upon your judgment, not someone else's. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the core of what GRAPA is all about. We don't exist to push, promote, or advocate any approach, any software, any hardware, any consulting company, none of that. What we're about is collecting information about how professionals are doing their jobs, turning that information into standards which can be reviewed and discussed in a systematic method, and then turning around and getting those standards ratified and teaching it to the populace. If today's state of the industry is any indication, we here at Grapple will be busy for some time to come, analyzing, reporting, and communicating back to our members as the standard practices of RA professionals continues to morph. Well, that's enough for this time. Until next week, this is Rob Madison saying hang in there and be safe.